Well, there are actually two issues that are co-related in any kind of over-the-air wireless broadcasting. The first is that you have an obligation to protect the transmitter. And the second is that you have an obligation to take care of the listening environment for your audience. Dynamic range is a wonderful thing to have, and it's what we certainly seek when we're in a concert hall or when we're listening in a living room environment on an expensive stereo system. But the fact of the matter is most broadcast listeners are listening in less than desirable situations. We're dealing with the ambient noise in an automobile. We're dealing with the rather poor quality of many portable receivers. We're dealing with speaker sizes that may go from an inch and a half to several inches. All of these things contribute to a need to create audio processing in such a way that you meet the technical parameters of your band deviation, in FM specifically your 75 kilohertz bandwidth, while at the same time enhancing the audio quality. Now, I say enhancing the audio quality. The key to it really is to manage the audio in such a way that you don't sacrifice the quality while still achieving the goals of average modulation, increased average modulation, or less dynamic range, and the creation of few or no, in an ideal situation, artifacts. So, there are several complements that are involved here. You have automatic gain control, essentially used to gently bring up the quieter passages. Classical music is a real challenge in this environment, incidentally, because you don't want to change the relative importance of quiet passages to loud passages. On the other hand, a listener in an automobile will simply miss the quieter passages in a classical selection if the gain is not ridden up somewhat. Conversely, high passages or audio energy with an enormous quantity to it, or audio passages with enormous audio energy in them, need to be controlled so as not to cause an overmodulation situation, either in the studio to transmitter link, or perhaps telephone lines, or the transmitter itself. The modulator or the transmitter needs to be protected.